Hey, what you doing?
I'm making waffles.
What kind?
Oh, it's Grandma Jigaboo's old Negro-style waffle batter.
Grandma Jigaboo? Isn't that racist?
Racist? No, the Grandma Jigaboo brand has been around for ages.
Is this the same recipe Grandma Jigaboo used when she was alive?
Actually, there was never a Grandma Jigaboo. This is just another quality product from our white friends at General Farms. General Farms Foods, serving up delicious taste since 1975.
What are those chunks in the batter?
Grandma Jigaboo is the only waffle batter with real chunks of fried chicken, orange crush, and collard greens.
Are you sure that's not racist?
Nigger, please.
Grandma Jigaboo's old Negro-style waffle batter. Just look for the package with the black woman cashing her government check on the front.
Oh my God!
Gargoyles! Sly geeks! Everything's ungodly! Dorks at it!
They do.
Hey, white man.
Oh, howie.
Laffy taffy, bitch.
People get me angry here.
I want the dough.
I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Freaks, Tim Henson back here with you one more time as we close out the week with the Friday show. Got a great one for you today. Fifi LaFaggot has returned. Got some whore audio for you. News stories. It's your typical DV fare, really. If you're new to the program, just realize what you're about to hear is bound to be unpleasant. But, you know, this is a program where you should put your morals aside for 30 minutes. You can laugh at the things you're not supposed to laugh at. Fifi LaFag, though, is something you should laugh at. Everyone laughs at Fifi LaFag. Fifi LaFag, and I'm going to keep saying Fifi LaFag. I'd like to see how many times I could possibly utter the name Fifi LaFag on today's program. We're up to about, what, 10 now? Fifi LaFag is a tranny I found on XTube. Wears a hot pink wig. Very pink lips, lipstick. Everything's matchy-matchy. Her bra's pink. Garter belt's pink. All that sort of shit. Freaks who watch DVDA have seen Fifi LaFag. You guys, though, have heard her. She's back with a vibrator.
Oh, this is so good to have a big black fart tip inside my little tight boy pussy.
Wait, what are you sticking? What was that?
A black fart tip inside. Black fart tip inside.
Fart
black
tip?
Black fart tip inside my little.
I don't know what that is.
Black fart tip inside my little tight boy pussy.
Pussy? Just sticking it in her ass. His ass. Man. Man ass. I love trannies with accents. I also love crazy bitches in porn, like this woman.
I'm gonna slam that dick in my ass. Keep my ass wet. Yes. Yeah. Keep your finger on my clit. I want to see how wide my ass opens.
Okay, that sounds like a fun game.
Take your finger out. I want to show you how wide my ass gapes. Oh, yeah. You're getting my clit so fucking big.
Oh. And your asshole is big thanks to that gaping.
Oh, fuck.
Very feminine.
Look how pink it is inside. It's so fucking bright pink. It's like a baby.
What? That's a weird thing to say.
Eat it. Do it again. I want to feel my ass juices on my pussy. Yeah. Stick your tongue inside.
Don't call it ass juices.
And stick all those ass juices up inside my pussy. I want to feel my ass inside my pussy.
I like this chick. She's wild.
Fuck yeah.
You like those ass juices?
Baby. Tell me how much you like my pussy.
Right, let me just fast forward to some insertion here.
Like that? Yeah. Yeah. Oh. You hear that fucking wet pussy? Mm-hmm. A wet pussy slapping up against your fucking dick. Oh.
That ain't piss a squirt.
I want it! I want my fucking dick!
You got it. It's yours.
Don't stop. Don't stop fucking me. Don't stop. Feel my ass shake while your dick's deep inside my fucking ass. Yeah. Yeah. Feel my ass shake while I bounce up and down and falls.
My ass shake. All right, thank you very much, porn whore. Moving on now, I've got a new Ventrilo harassment clip here. Some kids are playing World of Warcraft. Apparently her name is Tina. She's the leader of this group. Someone popped in their chat over there on the vent server. And again, vent servers are used to communicate or to talk to one another. When you're playing like World of Warcraft or something, you can actually voice chat with one another. Well, someone popped in and started playing the clip of that guy or orgasming really loud. Oh! Oh! Well, you'll hear it for yourself. It's a pretty good impression, though. Take a listen.
Hi.
Long-time listeners of the show recognize that clip. Tina doesn't like it.
Wrong with you? Shut the fuck up, you fucking loser.
She kind of sounds a little retarded, doesn't she?
Stupid piece of shit. Wait, why is this screaming? His mic isn't even on and it's muted. I don't get that.
Not very smart.
Do you hear him yelling?
What is that scream?
Yeah, but do you hear it through my mic? I don't know, it was like his mic, it wasn't even turned on, like, but I can still hear yelling. I don't know, maybe it's like delay or something. Wasn't like any program running. Okay, the person's following us for some reason. Okay, can you get your brother to make us a private channel, please?
Maybe she's Asian and not retarded.
You hear that?
How could you not hear that?
Stop worrying!
Oh, that's better. Last time he told me that we got to this.
Tina! Shut up and get on my channel!
Calm the fuck down, shit.
Alright, I'm sorry.
We apologize. He has anger management issue.
So Tina, I guess, popped into another chat room, another server or something, and a bunch of World of Warcraft nerds don't like her, don't want her there.
What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
Oh my god, I'm gonna die! Oh my god, I'm at 30%, this rogue is chasing me. Oh my god, no one else is killing me.
Oh lord.
Dude, calm down.
Let him use your cloud song. See how the World of Warcraft nerds like that.
I hear that. You guys hear it too, right?
The voices in my head!
Shut up, it won't stop. Just stop!
She can't be all there.
I found the person who's doing it. Yay.
Dumb.
I muted him, so... the guy that had the comment AFK doom something. His mic turns green every time when it comes. Like a green fee or something.
Yeah,
dune rum field or something. That's so sweet.
Where you from, Tina? What side you reppin'?
Maryland, East Coast.
No, we mean like, are you Horde or Alliance?
Whoa, I don't say wow, okay?
Whoa,
wow,
hey.
Wow is gay. Wow is gay. I don't...
Are you Asian?
Really? What do you touch?
Yeah. How do you know? How do you know I'm Asian?
How do you know I'm Asian? That's so crazy! I never... How do you guess in a million years? Million years I'm Asian!
You sound Asian?
Yeah.
I still need
Thank God she's gone. I can stop talking with the deep voice.
What the hell?
No, but dude, didn't she sound Asian?
No, fuck, she sounded Asian.
Everyone involved in this Ventra harassment is driving me nuts. Okay. So stupid.
She's not from Maryland.
Mandarin.
More like Marichina.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ, these guys are idiots. Yeah, she's not from Maryland. She's from Mara China. Booyah! Burn!
These are taking over our economy, don't you see?
Okay. What is the Dick Cheney, dude?
Well, let's see. Earlier there was Don Rumsfeld, right, who was making all these noises. Now someone named Dick Cheney is entering. Put the fucking pieces of the puzzle together!
He makes it so everyone can hear me just yell.
Yeah, not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. Shame on you. Sign up right now. Let's rectify that problem. It's Friday. It's payday. You got a couple extra dollars in your pocket, and that's all it takes. $6.99 a month. That's it for the Sideshow. That's like the price of a value meal. For that price, you get full access to the entire archive of shows. We've done well over 1,500. Plus, every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows. Yesterday was an exclusive program. Today, I've got a new DVDA for you, which should be like an hour long of visual stupidity. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. Yearly and lifetime memberships are available as well. All right. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, oh no. The story comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida. I'm a fucked up state!
Oh boy, this is a horrible story. Remember a couple days ago, I read that news story about a girl who went ziplining and then she got a cut. And some flesh-eating bacteria got in the wound, and now she's practically dead, right? I think she has, like, both of her legs amputated. Her one arm is going to be amputated, and I think they got one of her arms working, but her fingers are going to have to be amputated as well. Right. It's a bad, bad thing to catch, that flesh-eating bacteria. Well, it's happened again, and this might even be worse. A man suing after a major medical mistake left him disfigured gave testimony on Thursday that revealed the intimate details of his misery. Intimate details? I'm interested. Late Thursday afternoon, Enrique Mila, or Mia, testified at the Miami-Dade County Courthouse from his new home in Lima, Peru. He said he wanted a penile implant to improve his sex life in 2007. About a year before I realized I had problems, Mia said. I had problems having intimate relations with my wife. As time went by, the problem got worse. His attorney argues that an anesthesiologist overlooked his client's pre-existing medical condition, which resulted in him having no more external male genitalia. He wanted to have a bigger penis, and now he doesn't have any. Well, any externally. Internally, he's fine. A lot of good that fucking does him. All right, according to his lawyer, Mia should have never been allowed to undergo elective penile implant surgery to treat erectile dysfunction back in 2007. The anesthesiologist involved in the surgery, Dr. Laurentia Baru or something, should have never allowed the surgery, the attorney said, because Mia had an extreme case of diabetes and high blood pressure, and his blood sugar levels were way too high on the day of his surgery. What does this have to do with his penis being eaten away? He had not seen a doctor in 15 years until that point. Quote, did he take your blood pressure? Asked the attorney. No. Did he take your blood sugar? No. Mia's attorney, Spencer Ehrenfeld, has argued that his client should have never been allowed to have a penile implant due to his uncontrolled diabetes. The one and only person who cleared him for the surgery on that day was Dr. Barreau. And our entire case is that at that particular time, he should have said, wait a second, let's treat the medical conditions first. Well, the real problems began after a gangrene infection spread through his penis. You know why he got gangrene? Because of the diabetes, of course. Yes, he suffered a gangrene infection, and it spread through his penis about 9 days after the surgery. Ehrenfeld detailed the traumatic experience his client went through. It turned into a flesh-eating bacteria that ate his penis centimeter by centimeter. And as a result of this, he has to spend the rest of his life without a functioning penis. He has to sit down to urinate. Sometimes I do that. It's just easier. I can read and stuff then. He'll never have any intimate relations with anyone, and he's lost his manhood. Barreau's attorney will have a chance to question Mia in the coming days. Then jurors will have to decide if Barreau acted as his physician and at any point committed any medical malpractice. So there you go. Flesh-eating bacteria. It's spreading across the U.S. All right, no. Second story we have for you today. Time Warner has been socked with a $2 million porn lawsuit. There's no such thing as free porn. Time Warner Cable has gotten socked with a $2 million lawsuit by a former employee who says they ignored his religious complaints about his colleagues watching porn on company time. In papers filed in Manhattan Supreme Court, Keith Reed said he walked in on a construction supervisor at their Park Slope office watching pornography. All right, so it wasn't, someone working in the office. It was a construction guy. Those guys should be allowed to watch porn, in my opinion. This made the plaintiff very uncomfortable, as watching pornography is against his religious beliefs as a Christian. Sure. He complained to HR, but saw another person doing the same thing a month later. First of all, I want to know what this guy's definition of porn is. Because, with him being super religious, a girl in a bikini could be considered porn. And if it was a different guy doing it, how can the company be held responsible? You know what I mean? Like, maybe no one else saw him do it. As soon as someone, saw him watching the porn, I'm sure he'd get in trouble, right? Come on. Those employees apparently weren't disciplined, but Reed was. You tattletale. He was suspended and then fired in retaliation for the multiple complaints of religious discrimination and harassment. A rep for Time Warner said, "We don't comment on personnel matters." Maybe they were just listening to Distorted View. Yeah? I want my ass juices in my pussy. Girl is nuts. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Oklahoma City. The Oklahoma County District Attorney has charged a 41-year-old man with distribution of obscene materials after two women said he left lewd sex toys and magazines at their front door. What's wrong with that? As long as they don't smell funny. He's kind of like the Tooth Fairy. But instead of, when a little kid loses their tooth and puts it under the pillow, maybe he notices when a girl loses her virginity or something. Oh, now you could use this. This vibrator's for you. Look, I'm just trying to help, with your defense. You're not giving me a lot to work with here. Jameson Marchette is accused of lewd acts at a Northwest Oklahoma apartment complex. We just kept seeing remnants from where he was at. His footprints and the items that he left on the door. The girls were actually very scared. They were huge dildos. Single women in the area were worried. I live by myself, so I need sex toys. What? Oh, no. I live by myself, so it's really creepy. It feels like you're violated even though it didn't happen to me, said Christy Batterson. Stupid bitch trying to make it about herself. She had nothing to do with this story. I'm scared. Oh, you... No, there were no sex toys left at your door. You're fine. You're ugly. A week after obscene material was left on a doorknob, one woman found Marchette close enough to her patio door to fog it up when he would breathe. Maybe he's hoping that these women will use the sex toys and he can, watch them while they do it. As she opened the door, he allegedly ran, then jumped behind the bushes. Another victim, a 22-year-old woman, said she came home to her apartment on April 8th and found a plastic bag hanging from her doorknob. When she looked inside, she found porno movies and magazines as well as a sex toy. Let's think about that for a second. There were probably three movies in that bag, a sex toy, and a little gift, a little magazine there. What does that sound like? Adam and Eve. Someone used coupon code FREAK at checkout for 50% off just about any item. All right. The woman called police and gave them the bag. They examined the contents and found fingerprints belonging to Marchette. The victim later identified him as the man who knocked on her door and called himself Jamie. No one wants to feel uncomfortable in their home. It's almost a mild form of terrorism. It's a stretch. These girls were scared. They were really terrified by this guy standing outside of their window, said the policeman. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, this is the part of the show where you get to talk to me. What a treat. All right, first up here.
Hey, Timmy Boo, what it do? This is Action Batch. Just wanted to say I've got Bag Dance stuck in my head.
Oh.
Thanks for the earworm. Bye.
One of my classic hits. Yes, Colin.
Hey, Tim. Sly Show member Decoy Jew here. I just heard a guy call into your show say something like that even though the DVDA shows are less polished, he still likes them. And you fucking flipped shit. Why can't you take a goddamn compliment, Tim? He said, A, your DVDA shows are enjoyable, and two, yeah. He was calling your normal shows polished.
How dare you, you son of a bitch!
You fucking whore. Flip a good word.
Did I really flip out? I'm sorry. It was a compliment. I should have taken it. But
hey, Steve.
Oh,
oh, hey.
Queer? I better not. I don't want you to kill
getting
me.
Getting all flat.
I got this cold.
Oh, it's too bad.
Yeah, but at least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy. So, how you been?
Pretty good. Work's busy, though.
Wow. You think they'd have a law against us spreading it there? Well, I should get going.
It's good to see you.
Yeah. You brought this on yourself.
Ralph was sick. A sickness that was not visible like smallpox. You see, Ralph was a homosexual.
Oh, no!
You can bag dance if you want to. You can plow that man's behind. Oh. When you bag dance, you pull down their pants and you get in that orgy line.
Our top winner in the showcase is gay.
Oh my God!
Hey Tim, Ryan from Ohio here.
Hi Ryan.
I'm just wondering, you seem like the guy, kind of guy who would like ranch on everything. Is this a correct assumption? I fucking love ranch on everything, dude. I'll eat it on fucking anything. But I was just wondering if you're that kind of guy, too.
Ranch is okay. Here's what you do. If you like ranch, I've got a recipe for you. Get a Ziploc, a big Ziploc bag, right? And fill it with those little pretzels, right? You know, that you get in the bag or whatever. And then pour some of that Orville Redenbacher popcorn butter oil stuff. Right, just you know, to soak the pretzels in, right, and then you get some of the ranch powder, the Hidden Valley ranch powder, and you pour it into the bag and you shake it up and you leave it overnight or something, and in the morning you'll have a delicious ranch pretzel treat.
Hey, it's Sideshow member TJ from Chicago. A few days ago, I don't remember exactly what show it was, you were talking about your karaoke rendition of Our God is an Awesome God.
Yeah, yeah.
Which really is one of your finest hours in terms of singing.
I tried to recreate it on DVDA, and you can find it up on YouTube, but I don't think it's as good as my original version.
And you were saying how you couldn't find that recording or any shows that recording was featured on. Well, I just happened to listen to an old show, and it turns out it was the show where you debuted that song. I have the entire song loaded up on my computer, and if you want it, I can isolate that from the rest of the show and then send it to you, and you can make it a download.
You could just tell me what show it was, what the date.
Download on
I have
the
all the episodes here.
So if you're interested, let me know. And
I am interested. I would like to hear that.
Hey, Tim. It's Swiggy. Just letting you know that my birthday is the 14th, so this coming Monday. My apologies if you're playing this message later, but that's my end and yours, because I know that you're behind on voicemails. I would like you to sing me anything karaoke-wise that your little heart is in the mood to sing, because whenever you sing, it doesn't matter how bad of a mood I'm in, it cheers me right up. So heads up to anybody who hates Timmy singing, turn your volume down now. Yeah. Love you.
And there are a lot of you out there. All right, I'll do a quick one. I'm not doing this all the time, but she's a longtime listener of the show. So here's a little Macy Gray for you. Friends, chances, and fools. When will the girlfriend? When will they stop? I believe in fate has brought us home. You sound like a fucking duck. We should be together, but we're not. I don't know. I close it up, but I'm dreaming of you. I keep it cool, but I'm feeling. I try to say goodbye in a church. Try to walk in front of the stumper. Though I try to hide it, it's clear. My work remains resting as I live. Try to rock away in a stumble. Though I try to hide it, it's clean. My world crumbles when the right I need. Man, I'm bit to be free. But I'm just a prisoner of your love. I must see my right smile when you leave. But my smile is just a friend. I don't know where I'm at on this stupid song. I'm blown up, but I'm dreaming of you. I keep my cool, but I'm feeling. I try to say goodbye in that church. Try to rock away in the summer. It's clear. My world crumbles ready to run. All right, enough, enough, enough. Stupid Macy Gray. Oh, I'm really wrong. All right, I don't know. Next caller, yes.
Hey, Tim. I'm a little behind on the shows. I'm catching up. I'm on the April 13th show. And I don't know if anyone suggested this to you yet, but you were interested in wondering how gay guys keep their assholes presentable.
Really? I was wondering that. I'm always surprised when people mention things that I've said on the show. I forget all of it.
And like I said, I don't know if anyone told you or you thought of this already, but you should just ask Roy. You have the ultimate fucking resource.
Yeah,
at your
that's true. The ultimate gay, if you will. Roy Killer War.
Like, we just get a follow-up interview.
Look, I know. I'm working it. I really am. I'm working on it.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Rose Colin calling in. I'm just catching up on some shows. I'm a little bit behind right now. I was just watching the April 27th DVDA, and I'll tell you, man, this is some amazing stuff you got going on right now. Yeah. The Pampana Score just called in, and it was amazing to hear you guys conversing back and forth, which eventually devolved, as he says, into monkey chatter.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
Pan-Panascore said he was going to call in again, maybe next week sometime.
Yeah, pretty amazing, man. Keep up the good work.
Yes, DVDA, another perk for being Sideshow Freaks.
Hey, Tim. Kate Mungie here. I wanted to call you because I am hopped up on coffee, and you set the wrong price on the Sideshow today on May 9th.
Oh, did I?
You said $5.
Look, I forget. I've been saying $5 for the past 5 years or something.
Or $50 a year?
Yeah, well, the right prices are up on the Sideshow. Just a little bit more. Just a tiny increase. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GUYS-NOW-GAT. That's all I'm going to go. All right. I don't know. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of program. Don't forget to spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. We will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
Obviously, it's affecting emotionally.
I am emotionally.
Talk to me a little bit.
Well, I grew up here. I live here. And I just play football here. No, I just don't. I can't believe anybody's going to close this damn thing down. And I'm a carpenter. I could. Shit.
It's got you that upset.
Oh, yeah? What are you kidding? It's like stupid. Why would hell? Why would they shut down this library?
You grew up with this library?
Definitely. I grew up on the Tanner Street.
So you've been here, coming here your whole life?
Basically, yeah.